We're going to have two Bible readings today, and the first one's going to appear on the screen now. And so let me read this to you. Boys and girls, you follow on the screen as I read it out loud. Adults, you might want to turn to it in your Bible, but you can follow on the screen as well. So our Lord Jesus is speaking, and he says this. Why do you call me Lord, Lord, and do not do what I say? I will show you what he is like who comes to me and hears my words and puts them into practice. He is like a man building a house who dug down deep and laid the foundation on a rock. When a flood came, the torrent struck that house but could not shake it because it was well built. But the one who hears my words and does not put them into practice is like a man who built a house on the ground without a foundation. The moment the torrent struck that house, it collapsed and its destruction was complete.
We're going to read God's word again. So do turn, if you've got a Bible, to page 717, Isaiah chapter 33. But youngsters, and everyone really, it will also be on the screen, so feel free to follow it up on the screen as I read. And you'll see as we get to the end of this reading, the last verse that we read is the verse for the year, which Johnny will be teaching us on in a few minutes' time. So Isaiah 33, starting at verse 1. Woe to you, O destroyer! You who have not been destroyed. Woe to you, O traitor, you who have not been betrayed. When you stop destroying, you will be destroyed. When you stop betraying, you will be betrayed. O Lord, be gracious to us. We long for you. Be our strength every morning, our salvation in time of distress. At the thunder of your voice, the peoples flee. When you rise up, the nations scatter. Your plunder, O nations, is harvested as by young locusts. Like a swarm of locusts, men pounce on it. The Lord is exalted, for he dwells on high. He will fill Zion with justice and righteousness. He will be the sure foundation for your times, a rich store of salvation and wisdom and knowledge. The fear of the Lord is the key to this treasure. That's God's word to us. We're going to turn back to it in a few moments' time. But before we do...
Adults, I'd like you to have your Bible open, please, at Isaiah 33, that you'll find on page 717 in the Church Bible. And boys and girls, I want you to give me your eyes. Will you give me your eyes? Will you give me your eyes? Thank you. Will you give me your ears? Will you put down anything you've got in your hand so it doesn't distract you? Is that all right? And this morning, we're going to look together at our verse for 2017 as a church. Now, before we do that, we're going to pray again. So, boys and girls, will you put your hands together? Let's close our eyes so we can concentrate and let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the Bible. We thank you that as we read it, you have important things to teach us. Help us this morning to listen and to understand and to act on your word. For Jesus' sake, amen. Now, what I'd like us to do is to read this verse for 2017 out loud together. So can we all read it together? All right, so we'll read it. The Lord will be the sure foundation for your times, a rich store of salvation and wisdom and knowledge. The fear of the Lord is the key to this treasure. Now, I'm sure I don't have to tell you that this morning is the beginning of 2017. At Christmas, did anybody get one of these for Christmas? Anyone get one of these? A calendar? No one got a calendar? Anybody get one of these? It's a diary. Anyone get a diary? Or are they old hat because of phones and computers and things? But what's a calendar? What's a diary? Well, it sets out, doesn't it, in its pages, the days of the year. So you can all see it. I've got a much bigger one here. All right, so here's a big wall calendar. I'll put it up on the board like that. And on this wall calendar, in front of us, we have 2017. So we have the 12 months, don't we? January, February, what comes next? March, that's the best March because it's my birthday. April, May, June, July, August, September, October, November, December. 12 months. How many weeks will there be in 2017? Somebody put their hand up. Come on, how many? 52, that's right. How many days will there be in 2017? 365, that's exactly right. Well done. Now, here's the question. I wonder what will fill each of the days in each of our lives in 2017. Is there anyone here who knows exactly what will happen on every day? Who wants to tell me when their birthday is? When's your birthday? October the 21st, which is there. Do you know exactly what will happen on October the 21st? You don't, do you? It will be your birthday. Hopefully, mummy and daddy will give you presents. But apart from that, you don't know. And I don't know what's going to happen on October the 21st. I don't know what's going to happen on that day or that day or that day or that day. I don't know exactly what will happen on any of those days. But there is one person who knows. Who's the one person who knows what will happen for each of us on each of those days? Who knows? God knows. That's right. God knows. Now, even though we don't know, though, exactly what will happen, we can think this morning about the kind of times that each of us will face in 2017. So let me give you an idea of the kind of times we'll face. I'm sure that in 2017 there will be some happy times. I'm sure, too, though, that many of us will face some sad times in 2017. In 2017, we will face, I'm sure, some easy times. But we're also bound to face some hard times as well. For those of you who are younger, 2017 is going to be a time of growing up. Is that right? You're going to grow up in 2017. But for others of us, it's going to be a time of growing older. And some of us feel that more than others. In 2017, there may be times in 2017 when really we feel quite strong and up for anything. But there's also bound to be times in 2017 when we feel weak, when actually we wonder how we're able to do anything at all. Now, what does our verse for 2017 tell us? Can we read it again? I want you to read it out loud because I'd love you to learn it off by heart. Can we read it? The Lord will be the sure foundation for your times, a rich store of salvation and wisdom and knowledge. The fear of the Lord is the key to this treasure. We're being told in this verse that two things will be true about the Lord on every single day of 2017, just as they were true about him for every day of 2016. Now, who is the Lord in capitals in the Bible? When we see the word Lord, the name Lord in capitals, it's referring to God the Trinity. God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. It's a way of describing God as the one who is always the same, who never changes. And what we're going to learn about God this morning will be true for every single day of 2017, will be true whatever times you and I may face in the year ahead. So what are these two great things we're going to learn this morning? Well, first of all, we learn that the Lord is the sure foundation for our times. What's a foundation? Who likes playing with Lego? Anyone play with Lego? I'm glad David Coulson likes playing with Lego. I like playing with Lego. I got to play with Lego with a five-year-old this week. It was brilliant. I really enjoyed it. Here's a little Lego house I built, all right? There's the door, there's some windows. It's not a very good house, but here's the question about this Lego house. Can anyone tell me what the most important part of this house is? What's the most important part of this house? Clara? The base, that's right, the green bit at the bottom. If that wasn't there, and I'm not going to take it off, the whole house would fall to bits. Now the base, the green bit of my Lego model, that is the foundation of this house. Now normally we can't see foundations of buildings. Does anyone know how long this building has been in use that we're in today? Anybody know how long it's been in use? How long have we been in this building? Anyone know? It's 5 years. 5 years exactly. But it was 6.5 years ago that the foundations of this building were put in place. And the foundations are things we can't see. They're deep, deep in the ground. But if those foundations weren't there, this building would not stand up. This building would not be safe to be in. Now, when it comes to our lives, it's important that we're building on a good foundation. So we sang about that earlier, didn't we, in that story Jesus told? The wise man built his house upon the rock. Here's a question. Was the rock a good foundation? Was it a good foundation? You don't seem very sure. Was it a good foundation? It was. How do we know? Well, when the rains came down and the floods came up, the house on the rock stood firm. That's right, it didn't fall over. What about the house that was built on the sand? Was the sand a good foundation? No, it wasn't, because when the rain came down and the floods came up, the house on the sand fell. Oh, come on, do it better with me. Come on, Joseph's doing a great job in the front here. The house on the sand fell flat. That's right, it collapsed. What is a sure foundation? It's something you can rely on. Now, we're going to do a little experiment, all right? Do you want to do an experiment? Here I have a balloon, all right? Who thinks that this balloon is a good foundation? How do I prove whether or not the balloon's a good foundation? I stand on it. So if I stand on the balloon, what do you think will happen? Oh dear. Sorry, Luke. Luke doesn't like big bangs. So a balloon is a terrible foundation because it bursts. All right. Another experiment. How about this cardboard box? Who thinks this cardboard box will be a good foundation? Armel thinks it would be a good foundation. Anyone else think it would be a good foundation? How do I test it? I stand on it. You ready? That cardboard box isn't a good foundation, isn't it? It collapsed. All right. Should we try something else? Luke, can you help me, please? Who thinks this would be a good foundation? How do I test it? Stand on it. Should I stand on it? That's a good foundation, isn't it? Why? Because it's holding me up. I can rely on it. How do I get down? That's the problem. I can rely upon it completely. Now, what does our verse tell us? What does our verse tell us? It tells us about the Lord, that the Lord is the sure foundation for our times. And that means that because he's the sure foundation, it means that we can rely upon him. You see, the Lord is not like a balloon that bursts. He's not like a cardboard box that collapses. He's like this very solid wooden box that you can completely rely upon. I want to show you a verse. Will you look at the screen? I'm out of puff. I want to show you another verse from the Bible. It's from the New Testament. It's a verse that speaks about the Lord Jesus. In its context, it tells us that when the Lord Jesus died on the cross, he was rejected by those who crucified him. But the verse describes our Lord Jesus as a cornerstone, and a cornerstone is a foundation stone. And look what it says. This is God speaking. See, I lay a stone in Zion, a chosen and precious cornerstone, and the one who trusts in him, who as it were stands on him as the foundation, they will never be put to shame, because he will always, always, always hold us up. And if we rely upon the Lord Jesus, then we won't be like the man who built his house on the sand, but we'll be like the man who built his house on the rock. The Lord Jesus died on the cross so that as we rely upon him, we can be sure that when the rain and the floods of God's judgment against sin comes at the end of time, we will be kept safe because Jesus is our sure foundation. And he will be the sure foundation for our times. This man's name is Isaiah. Isaiah was a prophet, someone given words by the Lord to speak. Isaiah was the one who wrote down the words of our verse for the year. Now, when he wrote these words, he wrote in the times of two kings of Jerusalem. For the first part, the king of the time was called King Ahaz, and he was the king of Jerusalem, and he was the king of Jerusalem for 16 years. Then when King Ahaz died, his son became king, and his son was called Hezekiah. And King Hezekiah was king of Judah, of Jerusalem, for 29 years. Now, in the time of Ahaz, you still with me? Isaiah spoke to him. It was at a time when a massive army had come to attack Judah. And Isaiah urged Ahaz to rely upon the Lord as the sure foundation of his time. But do you know what's really sad to read in the Bible? Ahaz didn't rely on the Lord. Even though Isaiah urged him to put his trust in the Lord, to rely on the Lord, Ahaz refused to. And then many, many years later, at the time of King Hezekiah, another massive army came to attack the city of Jerusalem. And Isaiah, he spoke to King Hezekiah. In fact, these are the words he said. And he said to Hezekiah, look, you can completely rely on the Lord in this time of great danger. He will be the sure foundation for your times. And you know what King Hezekiah did? Guess what he did? Well, he didn't physically do this, but that's really what he did. He relied upon the Lord. And he proved the Lord to be the sure foundation for his times. Now, can I ask you a question? This is about you now. Are you listening? It's about you, whatever your age, whether 2017 is going to be a time of growing up or a time of growing old. Let me ask you, where will you find your foundation, your security, your stability in 2017? There will be happy times. There will also be sad times. There may be easy times, but there will probably be lots of hard times. There may be times when you feel strong. There may be times when you feel weak. There will be all sorts of times in the year ahead. Whatever we face, will we be those who are relying upon the Lord as our sure foundation? But not only as our sure foundation, but also our verse says, as a rich store. Can we say the verse again? Wake you all up. Some of you were up far too late last night, weren't you? Let's say it again, nice and loud, all right? The Lord will be the sure foundation for your times, a rich store of salvation and wisdom and knowledge. The fear of the Lord is the key to this treasure. Now, what's a store? Well, a store is a place where you keep things. A store is a place where you keep things so you can go and get those things when you need it. So this box is a store. It normally lives in our sitting room at home, and normally it has in it jigsaw puzzles and games. And in fact, over Christmas, we got lots of games from this box that we wanted to play over Christmas. Now, Isaiah says that the Lord is a rich store, that actually in him, we will find all the kinds of things that we need for all that we will face in 2017. Would you like to see what's in the box? Like to see what's inside the box? Let's see what we can get out of the box. First of all, Isaiah says that the Lord is a rich store of salvation. Now, what's salvation? Salvation is rescue. Now, the cross of the Lord Jesus tells us that God is an expert at rescuing, doesn't it? The reason the Lord Jesus died on the cross was to save a sinner like me from the punishment I deserve for not relying on the Lord as my sure foundation, for relying on myself, relying on other people. Jesus died to save me from the punishment I deserve. But it's also true that as I rely upon the Lord Jesus to save me from the punishment for my sin, I also discover that he is the one who constantly saves me as I rely upon him. So as I anticipate 2017, it won't always be easy. In 2017, there'll be times when all of us are tempted. There may be times of trial. There may be times of danger. And what do we need in all those circumstances? We need, can you say the word? We need salvation. And what we can do, our verse tells us, is we can go to the Lord and we can be sure that he is the one who has all the salvation that we need for all that we'll face. Would you like to see the second thing in my box? It's a long way down. The second thing we're told he's a rich store of is he's a rich store of wisdom. Wisdom is knowing what to do and how to do it. And the Bible tells us that the Lord is full of wisdom. We just have to look at the world he's made. Isn't God wise? As we look at the cross of the Lord Jesus, we see the wisdom of God because he did the thing that was needed to be done for our sin. And the Lord is the one who promises to give wisdom to everyone who asks it. Think back to 2016. Can you think back? In 2016, did you ever do this? Did you ever scratch your head and say, I don't know what to do? Anybody do that? As I think back to 2016, I scratched my head a lot in 2016. I'm surprised I'm not getting bored as a result. But actually, there were lots of times in 2016 when I didn't know what to do. But as I cried out to God for wisdom, he guided, he directed, he gave the wisdom that I need. And the Bible says that he is generous with his wisdom, that God, who is all wise, he is the one who is a rich store of wisdom. And as we come to him, he will give us the wisdom that we need. And there's a third thing in the box. What's the third thing? Look at the verse. What's the third thing in the box? Knowledge, that's right. He's also a rich store of knowledge. Do you like knowing things? I love finding out about things. Someone gave me this book for Christmas. It's a book about London. It's full of really interesting, well, I think they're really interesting facts about London. I don't, my family think they're interesting because I keep on saying, did you know that? And they're getting a bit bored of it. But I find it really interesting. But the truth is, this book of knowledge about London, it's not all that important. But there are things that we need to know about if we're to live as God wants us to live in his world. There are things he wants us to know about him. There are things he wants to know about ourselves. There are things he wants us to know about the world. And we don't have that knowledge. But he has that knowledge. And what does he want us to do? Well, he wants us to go to him. Does anyone here live near Lancaster Road? Does anyone know where Lancaster Road is? Hey, who lives near Lancaster Road? Hands up. Pauline, you live near Lancaster Road. In Lancaster Road, there's a great shop with a great name. Anyone been to this shop? The A to Z shop. Now, why is it called the A to Z shot? Well, A is the beginning of the alphabet and Z is the last letter in the alphabet. And the idea of the A to Z shop is that you can go to the A to Z shop to get anything you need. Now, I've often been to the A to Z shop. I have to tell you, it doesn't have everything you need. I've sometimes gone and it hasn't had what I've needed. But the idea is that's what it wants to be. As we read our verse for 2017, the Lord is telling us that he truly is the A to Z of everything we need. That whatever you and I will face in 2017, he has what we need. It's all there. But what do we need to do? We need to go to him. We need to go to the Lord Jesus, the one who says, ask and it will be given to you. He loves to give, but we need to go. Now, there is one last bit to our verse, isn't it? Can we say it again? One last bit to our verse. Can we say it? The Lord will be the sure foundation for your times, a rich store of salvation and wisdom and knowledge. The fear of the Lord is the key to this treasure. Now, to help us understand this, I need to do something. What's in the box? Who can remember what's in the box? Who can remember what's in the box at the back? What's in the box? Salvation. What else? Wisdom and knowledge. Okay. Salvation, who'd like some salvation, wisdom, and knowledge? Someone like to come and get some salvation, wisdom, and knowledge? Clara, do you want to come and get it? You come and get it out of the box. Come and get it out of the box. Can you get it out of the box? Can you get it? Try and get it out of the box. Why can't you get it out of the box? Because there's a padlock on it. That's right, the box is locked. You can go and sit down now. That box is locked. Now, what do you need to open a box that's locked? You need a key. Do you think I've got the key? I hope I've got the key. Here's a key. Okay. Oops. I've now opened the box. Now, what is the key? According to our verse, the key that opens the box, that enables us to have the salvation, wisdom, and knowledge that God has, oh, it's come off, never mind, I put it there. It's the fear of the Lord. What is the fear of the Lord? Well, the fear of the Lord is having a big view of God. The fear of the Lord means recognizing that God is big and we are small. It means recognizing that God is great and we are not. It means recognizing that God is powerful but we are weak. To fear the Lord means understanding that as we stand at the beginning of 2017, that as we make our way through 2017, we actually don't have the strength or power or wisdom ourselves to live as God would want us to live in 2017. And our verse tells us that it's only those who fear the Lord, who will rely on the Lord as a sure foundation, and who will go to the Lord as a rich store. You see, let me go back to King Ahaz. King Ahaz, he was urged by Isaiah to trust the Lord as a sure foundation. He was urged by the Lord, by Isaiah, to trust the Lord as a rich store of salvation, wisdom, and knowledge. But King Ahaz did not fear God. He feared other things more than God, and as a result, he didn't rely on the Lord, and he didn't go to the Lord. But King Hezekiah, he was completely different. The Bible shows that King Hezekiah was someone who feared the Lord. He had a big view of God. He was more concerned about what God thought than what other people thought. And even when a vast army came against him that was really, really scary, no, Hezekiah, he feared the Lord more than he feared this vast army. And as a result, he relied on the Lord as a sure foundation. And he went to the Lord for salvation, wisdom, and knowledge. What's your greatest need in 2017? What's my greatest need in 2017? It's actually that we fear the Lord. Because it's only those who fear the Lord, who rely on Him, and who go to Him for all that they need. So the question I want to leave you with at the end of this morning's service is a very simple one. In 2017, are you going to be like King Ahaz, who didn't fear the Lord? Thank you, Lucia. Who didn't fear the Lord, and so didn't rely on Him and go to Him? Or are you going to be like King Hezekiah? Good. Who did fear the Lord, who did rely on Him, who did go to Him. Someone becomes a Christian when they understand these things are true. Someone becomes a Christian when they start saying, hey, God, You're God, I'm not. God, I don't deserve to survive in Your world. I deserve to be like the man who built his house on the sand. But God, I want to rely upon You. I want to rely upon the Lord Jesus, the one who died on the cross to save people like me. I want to be someone who relies on You as my sure foundation. I want to be someone who goes to You constantly for salvation, wisdom, and knowledge. Just imagine for a moment that in 2017, and maybe it will happen because technology has moved on, in 2017, someone was able to follow you around every single moment of every single day with a camera. Would you like that? You maybe wouldn't like that. But just imagine that they were. What would be shown on the film that could then be seen? Would it be shown that you and I are people who fear the Lord and therefore constantly are relying upon Him as our sure foundation and going to Him for all that we need? One last time, can we say the verse again? I hope you'll learn it. Please do pick up the verse cards and the bookmarks. Why not have one in your on your desk at work if you work in an office or that sort of situation? Why not have a bookmark in your books at school when you go to school? Have it on your wall in your bedroom as well. Let's say it again. The Lord will be the sure foundation for your times, a rich store of salvation and wisdom and knowledge. The fear of the Lord is the key to this treasure. Let's pray together, shall we? Our Father in heaven, we thank You that You want us to know that You and the Lord Jesus and the Holy Spirit are the sure foundation for our lives and for all we will face in 2017. Thank You that You do not change, that we can always rely upon You. Please help us to do that. We thank You too that You are a rich store of salvation and wisdom and knowledge. Thank You that You're better than the A to Z shop. Father, please, may 2017 be full of us going to You, coming to You, asking You to give us the salvation and wisdom and knowledge that we need for every experience we face. And please, Father, may we be those who learn to truly fear You in every part of our lives. We ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen.